We're joined in our media center by our still our current number one qualifier in funny car, J.R. Todd. His 3.910 second pass at 3:25.45 from last night held up in these conditions. J.R., you run that big number last night. What, you know, what was that mindset, you know, going in today? What were you guys wanting to work on?
For me, I thought, you know, we'd go to work on our race day setup. And then the conditions got really good there at Q3, and I started worrying that number one wasn't going to hold up after Milliken went 76. Is that what you ran? And then Tommy Johnson goes out there and runs 97. Like, well, Courtney and Robert and a few other people can go out there and throw down, so that 91 might be in jeopardy. But the track is still a little tricky, and I think 95, she got all of it there in Q3. That was a good run. And, you know, four flat, we just weren't tuned up enough for the conditions, but we'll know, you know, tomorrow and Monday what to do and what not to do. So I'm happy with that run. We just missed it there in Q2, which I'd say 95% of the teams out there did. And track was hot and slick and nasty, and it really came around there in Q3, and we'll make some changes tomorrow and probably go to work on our race day setup. Last week's test session's paying dividends. I mean, we made a handful of 3-second runs, and we hadn't done that since the beginning of the year. And now's the time of year you got to uncork those things. And that 91, that still has me surprised. I mean, we haven't run that in I don't know how long. And that was pretty awesome to see, especially the way I was drifting all over the left lane. I didn't expect that to happen, and it was pretty cool.
But you credited last year's test session with how you guys did so well here at this event.
Yeah, for sure. The testing here definitely gives you good notes leading into the race, even though the conditions are usually not as good during the race as they are for the test session, because there's not as many cars running. The track's prepped a little better, and it seems like the weather is always cooler for the test session, and it's blazing hot for the Indy weekend. But yeah, it definitely gets you in the right mindset, gets the crew chiefs going in the right direction, and yeah, that kind of turned it around for us last year here, and it did again this year in testing.
Okay. How much attention are you paying to the points you can earn in this session, during each session, and kind of the battle you got going with Tommy Johnson?
I didn't even think about it until Cody came in and told me, you know, he got 3 points, and we got 2 points, so that's good. Then we still gained on him so far in our qualifying spot, but anything can happen. It's you go out there and win the race and let the points fall where they may. That's the way I look at it.
All right. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.